I was there for 30 minutes and I met like 10 great guys. Yeah, yeah, and you got to know everything about every person there. Yeah,
you do that stuff.
And that's the case. Some days you're going to have the great ones. Some days are going to be less than, you know.
Well, just keep at it. Great reviews of you come to Hollywood. I'm getting compliments on it. Somehow I got roped into it.
I just hope that somewhere, somehow, Bruce Keys is going to shake loose some more money.
Yeah.
But like today I was with in the Madison office.
you. Good evening. Good evening. I'm Jill Karofsky. I'm the Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Thank you. What an exciting night for Wisconsin. And I am so honored to be here with all of you to celebrate. And celebrate we will. Look, I want to begin by taking this opportunity to thank every candidate for judicial office who put their name on the ballot across the state this April, including Judge Maria Lazar. Judicial races at all levels are so important for our democracy. In Wisconsin, we have been electing judges and justices since 1848. This is how we ensure those in the judicial branch are accountable to the people of this state. And this is how we maintain the public's confidence in our court system. Now, as some of you know, for about a decade, we have been fighting tirelessly to secure a Supreme Court majority that upholds and protects your rights and your freedoms. We have fought for an enduring majority that respects the rule of law and democratic structures. Those of you in this room, those of you watching online or perhaps on TV, I just want you to know that my fellow justices and I, we have all been in this fight to reclaim your court for a long time. Now, in a moment, I'm going to introduce our friend and colleague, someone who is deeply dedicated to public service. But before I do, I want to recognize a few other amazing women in this room tonight. And first, I'm going to begin with Justice Anne Walsh Bradley. She left the court last year after 30 years of service, including as our Chief Justice. Anne Walsh Bradley was the conscience of this court for every minute that she served. Justice Rebecca Dallet. No one, and I mean no one, on this court works harder. She was the first non-incumbent winner in our little run here. And you should all blame her for persuading me that this was something that I could do, because if it weren't for her, I never would have run in 2020. Justice Janet Protasiewicz. She became a national figure overnight and continues to dedicate herself to our state and our community. And like Ann and Becky, she is a phenomenal justice. And of course, Justice Susan Crawford. Last year, not only beat her opponent, but beat the richest man in the world. It was the most expensive race, a judicial race in history. And now Susan Crawford shows up every day, she rolls up her sleeves, and she gets the job done. So let's get to why we're all here. After I was elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court in 2020, thanks to many of you in this room, Chris Taylor succeeded me on the bench in the Dane County Circuit Court. We spent time talking as I was about to begin my new role and she was about to take the bench for the first time. What struck me most was how much Chris Taylor truly cares about people. As a judge on the circuit court and now on the Court of Appeals, Chris Taylor has earned a reputation as a prepared and independent and a fair judge who is committed to the rule of law, giving every party in front of her a fair shot, and treating everyone with kindness, dignity, and respect. Chris and her team ran an amazing campaign. They left nothing on the field. She traveled to every single corner of this state, and you know what? Chris Taylor loved every minute of it. She loved meeting every voter she came in contact with. So tonight, it is no surprise to me that Wisconsinites overwhelmingly elected Chris Taylor. Overwhelmingly, let me say it again, elected Chris Taylor to be the next justice on your Supreme Court. I know she is going to bring the same dedication she has shown over her 30-year legal career to her new position. She will uphold our laws. She will defend the Constitution. She will stay committed to our democracy. And she will never forget, Chris Taylor will never forget about you, the people across the state of Wisconsin. It is my honor, and it is my absolute privilege. Please join me in welcoming your next justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Justice-elect Chris Taylor!
Our elections, and a strong state Supreme Court that will protect the independence of our beloved state. Once again, Wisconsin showed the entire nation that we believe that the people should be at the center of government. And the priority of our judiciary not the billionaires, not the most powerful and privileged, but the people. Just a few minutes ago, I spoke with Judge Maria Lazar, who called to concede the race. Yeah. I really appreciate her call, and I wish her and her family well. Running for a seat on our state's highest court does take courage, and I really respect that. I have so many people, so many of you to thank for this moment. First, to my family, my lovely husband, Jim. And my sons. And our beloved dog, Ollie, who communicated with many of you. Appreciate that. We will let him know. But my family is my everything. My kids, my husband, this incredible family behind me. I love all of you. I so appreciate your sacrifices, Jim. Jim was on hockey transport duty for 11 months. So and tonight we are remembering our mother who passed away in October right when this campaign was getting going. And, you know, I can't help but wish she was with us. But this one's for you, Mom. And I'm also joined on stage by my niece, Hannah, and my nephew, Maddie. And my brother-in-law Mark and sister-in-law Dan, where is she? They, you know, we do what we do for our children so often. We want something better. And these kids and my own kids inspire me every day to want to be better and want to make this state better. And I know that you all join me in that. And I so appreciate that. I am also so happy and so in awe of the young people who powered my campaign. Yes. You all are the future of our state, and you, I know, will continue to work to make this state better. I was so in awe of the time I got to spend on campus. It was amazing all around the state. So thank you all so much. I also want to, where is Ashley Franz, my campaign manager? Ashley just turned 30, so, you know, say happy birthday to her. Ashley! But she had such a vision, and we worked and respected my vision for this campaign, and just led the ship and brought us through, and she is going to change this world, no doubt about it. So thank you, Ashley. And to the rest of my incredible team, Abigail, who was with me, taking me all over the stage, everywhere. Sawyer, Maya, Toby, Jackie, Haley, Garen, Sam, and Scott, thank you. We got in front of voters across this state. Thank you for raising the money to keep this campaign strong, for keeping the schedule in order, and for traveling with me for the last 11 months. I see so many friends and colleagues in this audience. I am just so grateful for your support. Dear, dear friends, the minute I announced that I was going to run, just the unwavering allegiance and support that you all have given me. Thank you so, so much to my close friends and colleagues. It really meant the world to me to have you by my side. And then, of course, to our amazing justices of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. And Justices Becky Dowlith. Janet Protasiewicz. And Susan Crawford. Thank you. I'll get there. Thank you so much for your leadership and your dedication to our Supreme Court and to the people. I look so forward in joining you four awesome justices on the state Supreme Court. And a real special welcome to Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. In 1995, when Justice Ann Walsh Bradley first got elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I was graduating from law school. And I remember that election. It was the first time ever a woman had been elected. And it inspired in me to dream something big. I didn't quite know how to live that dream, but thank you, Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Thank you for being the first. And thank you to the people of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yes. Running in this campaign for the last 11 months was truly a joy. I met people in the smallest towns in the largest cities, and they were all working to improve our democracy. They were working to strengthen their communities, and they inspired me every single day to keep going. We live in an incredible state, and people are hungry for a government that works for them. People are hungry for a judiciary that prioritizes them, that protects our rights, that affords all Wisconsinites equal justice under the law. That is exactly what I will do as your next state Supreme Court justice. And last but certainly not least, thank you to the tens of thousands of grassroots supporters who were part of this campaign in communities throughout. That's you all. Yay! In communities throughout our state, armies of volunteers knocked on countless doors, made thousands of phone calls, and wrote, I don't know, probably millions of postcards. And I got one telling me to vote for me. So that was fun. There is nothing more powerful than when we come together organizing and raising our voices And I am so grateful for the grassroots support that I needed to win this race. This was a grassroots campaign about the people of the state of Wisconsin. And tonight, the people of Wisconsin spoke. And what you said is clear. We are moving forward. For our rights, for our democracy, for every family and individual in this state that deserves a fair shot at justice. Tonight is a victory for every person in this state who believes that the court should work for all of us. I grew up understanding what the law can do for ordinary people. My grandmother was a single mom who struggled to make ends meet to support my mother until she got a union job. Which enabled her to support three children, which enabled her to help my mother go to college. My mother was a fifth grade public school teacher. So, and it enabled her to not just survive, but thrive. And that's what I want for all people in Wisconsin. The law can be a tool to lift people up, to improve their lives, to strengthen our communities. And that's exciting. That drove me to law school. And I've spent now my 30-year legal career as a lawyer in private practice, as a law and policy director for Planned Parenthood. As a legislator, and for the last 6 years, as a judge, to work to make sure that people's rights and freedoms are protected, that survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault are protected and respected, and that working people who actually make the pie get a slice of it instead of the leftover crumbs. And I have always valued every woman's ability to make her own personal, private healthcare decisions. Every single day as a judge, I work to ensure that the cases and the people before me get a fair and deliberate consideration, and that laws are applied independently and impartially with an eye always towards achieving justice. Politics has no place in the judiciary, and the judiciary is not a rubber stamp for any party, group, or branch of government, including the federal government. I am so honored that I get to continue this work at the state Supreme Court. It is an honor that the people of Wisconsin have bestowed on me that I will never, ever forget, and I treasure it. Tonight, we stand strongly for a state Supreme Court that prioritizes the people of Wisconsin, their rights, their lives, and the independence of our great state, and for a court that holds everyone accountable under the law, no matter how powerful or privileged. I will be a justice for you, the people of Wisconsin. Thank you, Wisconsin. Forward we go, together. Thank you.
Same thing. Nothing. What have you done?
I don't know.
Right there. Right in front of you. Where do I have to?
quite right. And you were there then. Oh my God. Taking a long view. You know, like that. So wonderful. And we've suffered.
Hang out right here for you.
Okay. Well, congratulations. And give me a sense, what does a 5-2 majority mean practically different than a 4-3?
Well, look, I think that tonight the voters of Wisconsin really made their voices heard. We have such an intelligent electorate in this state. We have elections, it feels like, all the time. And so people are, they get educated, they learn who the candidates are, and they spoke loud and clear tonight. And electing Chris Taylor, who is a judge who has an incredible depth and breadth of experience in this state.
This will also provide consistency for the next few years of the consistent majority and likely U.S. Chief Justice, right?
Well, we'll see about that. My colleagues, we vote for Chief Justice every 2 years, so we'll vote in a little over a year, I guess.
But in terms of keeping that majority consistent, what does that mean for the consistency of what the people can expect from the Supreme Court?
And look, again, I think that the people of this state, when they look at who is running in Supreme Court elections, they do their homework. And they elected tonight someone who is dedicated to following the rule of law, who is dedicated to protecting people's rights and protecting people's freedoms.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give me a sense of your feeling going into this race. Were you at all concerned that maybe the Democrats, the party, or the outside groups weren't investing enough? And what was your reaction when you saw the numbers coming
in? Well, I think every race is unique. And I think now Justice Taylor did a fantastic job of making sure that she covered the whole state. I think at some point, at some level, all these races are the same. You have to connect with people. You have to carry your message. You have to do it honestly, truthfully. And I think that's what happened. And every race is unique in the sense that maybe some funders are not as excited as others in different terms. But really, what matters is voters. What matters is Wisconsin. What matters is what we do for people, and I think Chris did an excellent job of that.
Not to put you on the spot, but your name has been brought up with possible Supreme Court runs in the future. What's that feeling like when you know the incumbent's already decided she's not running again in this incredible way for the Liberal candidates over and over?
Well, you know, I thank the people that think of me, and I just want to take my time deciding and see what happens. And as I said, every race is unique. So I have to uniquely think about a race for the Supreme Court. But tonight is a great victory for the state of Wisconsin.
Does a night like tonight influence any decisions that might be made down the road in terms of how successful the candidates have been over the past few?
I think the definition of the state, or how we define our state, is a continuing struggle. And we're going to see that struggle continue throughout every race. And so we'll try to define it again next time.
All right. Thank you, Brooks.
Yeah, thanks, man.